Thank you very much, Jake. It says, I have to get this on a slightly higher plane. In recognition of the significant contribution of Senator Wallace F. Bennett to the United States Interstate Highway System, presented to the Bennett family June 17, 2006, Utah Department of Transportation. This is terrific, and thank you very, very much. We will put it in an appropriate place within the family archives. My father was one of those who voted for the interstate highway system in 1956. But being a Utahn, he was always also one who lobbied for a little more mileage in Utah. It's one thing to say, okay, we'll do this for the nation, but at the same time, let's not forget that we have this, that, and the other kind of problem here in Utah. And he sponsored legislation and worked hard to try to get to things that would attach to this for the state of Utah, and I think that's probably the reason why UDOT recommended that his memory be honored in this way tonight. As I thought about my assignment here tonight to talk about the interstate highway system, two things came back into my mind in terms of my own experience. The first one was a family trip at the end of the Second World War. My brother Wallace was in the Army. He was in Okinawa when the atomic bomb was dropped as part of the massing of American forces preparing to invade Japan. And a case, I think, can be made that if the atomic bomb had not been dropped, he probably would have been killed in the invasion of Japan. But that brought the end of the war, and that brought him home. And a number of plans that he had of things he wanted to do with his life that had been interrupted by his military service. My other family members going on to college and other places, we had a sister who was living in Boston. She had gone back there to school and found a young man and gotten married. And my parents said, let's drive across the country and visit Rosemary in Boston and make a family vacation out of it. And we owned a Lincoln Zephyr. There are auto dealers in the audience, the Hayes brothers. I used to buy Hayes Brothers Buicks from them until they got out of that business. And my father ran Bennett Motor Company, which was the Ford dealer. And in those days, the Ford dealer sold Lincolns and Mercurys and Fords. And it was before Ford had split off Lincoln. Once Ford did split off Lincoln, my father, being loyal, only drove Fords. He had two brothers. One of them drove a Mercury and the other one drove a Lincoln. But Dad stayed true to the Fords. But anyway, we had a Lincoln Zephyr V12, 1942 model. They stopped making them. The war came along and this was one of the last ones. So this is a big, big car. And we're going to put the entire family in this car, absent my sister, who's already in Boston, and drive across the country. So that means four children and the two parents. And we got in that car, and we drove across the country on two-lane roads. And we had our maps, and we would follow the maps, and they would take us right downtown of every major city on the road. And there would be the sign by the side of the road, if you were watching very, very closely, that would say, U.S. Highway 40, turn right here. And you would be right smack in the middle of downtown Denver. Because every U.S. highway went from city to city and right through the city center. And the first day we got as far as Laramie, Wyoming, and it was about that big a chunk. It took us, I think, 5 or 6 days. I remember we didn't like Iowa very much, but we got to Pennsylvania, and there was something on the AAA map telling us where to go in Pennsylvania, and it was not a numbered highway. And we thought they'd made a mistake, but we We stayed with the instructions from AAA, and we suddenly found ourselves on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. Four lanes, divided. Heaven. Now, the ticket that you got when you got on the Pennsylvania Turnpike said, there is no speed limit on this four-lane highway. Know the capacity of your vehicle and do not exceed it. And I remember my brother Wally saying, this vehicle has unlimited capacity. Well, it was a long trip. It was a difficult trip, and we spent a lot of time on those two-lane highways reading Burma Shave signs. Most of you are far too young to have any idea what a Burma Shave sign was. Reading Burma Shave signs, trying to get around the farmer's truck or whatever it was that was in front of us so that we could then get back up to 55 or 60 miles an hour. And the only four-lane divided piece of highway going across the country was the Pennsylvania Turnpike.